Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, two guests getting ready to talk about the Tyler Area Builders Association and its upcoming Home Products Show. It's going to be February 22nd through 24th at Harvey Convention Center. Good morning. Libby Simmons with the Tyler Area Builders Association, Executive Vice President, I do believe, and Randy Humphrey, the chair of this year's Home Products Show. Good morning. We do this every year, and it's always great, and great again this year to have you both with us. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, John. Good morning.
You bet. Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus, and InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. We'll start off with just a little bit of background, and later in the show go into some more detail. But for now, a little bit of background. What is the Tyler Area Builders Association? Who are you? What do you do? Why do you do it?
We're a trade association for everything related to the building industry. We have over 600 members, and advocacy, promoting the talents of all our members, is one of our main reasons.
Okay, you're located at 1504 West Grande Boulevard. Been there since, has it been 20 years already? 1999? 903-561-3964, and the website, TylerAreaBuilders.com, and the mission statement right there on the website, promoting the building industry through education, advocacy, and partnerships for your members. Just kind of a moderately different take on what Libby just told us. Go back to 1953, 8 builders, 20 associate members. You got started on May 25th of 1953, and it sounds like you're going stronger than ever.
We are going strong. We're blessed. We've had a lot of people help build this association over the years to make it what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you hold several annual events each year. The one that we're going to be talking about in a few months, the Parade of Homes, that's also very popular. That started in 1954. Home Products Show started in 1981. So this is the 39th year. Time just flies right on by. And let's go ahead and talk about that right now. 39th annual Home Products Show, put on by the Tyler Area Builders Association. Again, February 22nd through 24th of 2019, Harvey Convention Center. When can people go? Let's start off with the times for this year's show.
Okay. Friday the 22nd, we'll open from 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday the 23rd, 10 a.m. to 5. And Sunday the 24th, 1 to 5.
And the tickets, very reasonable.
Very reasonable. $5.
$5 for adults. And children 12 and under
are free.
Get in absolutely free. Tickets available at the door during show hours, and that is where you really need to be looking at picking up your ticket, right there at the door.
Okay. That's right.
And this has been going on for the last several years, and it's important to keep reminding people about this. No wagons, strollers, or rolling carts are allowed. Please do keep that in mind. And if people know why you do that, Libby and Randy, it might help them understand the reasons that they just really need to be careful about that.
Well, it's really an insurance reason, and it's for the safety of all of the guests that come to the show. So it's not always popular, but it's for everyone's best interest.
Okay, and you keep doing it every year, so I think people have kind of gotten used to it by now. But if you're not, or if this is the first time you've been to the Home Products Show, please do remember no wagons, strollers, or rolling carts are allowed. Now, the Home Products Show itself, either one of you, of course, as is always the case, just kind of jump in whenever you want. Matter of fact, for this question, we'll turn it over to Randy Humphrey. And a little bit first about you, Randy. You're the chair of this year's Home Products Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you fit into the scheme. Which company are you involved with, and how do you fit into the overall scheme of the Tyler Area Builders Association?
Sure, John. I don't mind doing that at all. I work for Martin Marietta. This year, I'm the Home Products Show chairperson. Been involved in the building industry most of my life. Been a member of the Tyler Area Builders Association for about 27 years now, I believe. What my responsibility is to just oversee, along with Libby and staff, the progression of everybody entering the hall and getting their booth set up and promote a good show. Well, this is a wonderful event that anybody can get any kind of inspiration for building a new home. excuse me. Building a new home, remodeling a home, maybe finding insurance for a home. I mean, all the way from the start to the finish, whether they're updating or starting from scratch, they can find innovation, what's new, what's trending, talk to professionals in a very low and no pressure setting. We have more than 85 exhibitors. This is going to be our largest home product show in more than a decade. So there'll be professionals representing every aspect of home improvement, and it will showcase the latest products and offer expert advice to the general public.
I understand that you have actually sold out your booth space this year, and more than 85 exhibitors coming. As you say, this is TABA's largest home products show in more than a decade. What stimulated that? What do you think is the reason that this is the biggest one you've had in such a long time?
It is, yeah, there are so many factors, but primarily we live in an outstanding economy here in Tyler, Texas. I mean, once Tyler, Texas got to that 100,000 mark, things just start booming, and home building in the Tyler area, along with commercial, municipal work, TxDOT work, there are a lot of things happening, and residential construction is just outstanding in the Tyler market right now because of the economy.
Mm-hmm. And we do want to clarify, you are primarily, or maybe even exclusively, I don't know if we want to go that far or not, but a home builders association. That's really what the Builders Association is about, correct?
That is correct. And, all of our membership, whether you are an associate or a builder member, I mean, associates does not necessarily mean that you have to be a supplier or a direct vendor. You can be a supporter of the construction industry. We have restaurants that are also members. Mm-hmm. They support the construction industry. New homes, mean new people come into the area, mean patrons to their restaurants or their businesses. So our membership is very widespread.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the levels of membership. We're going to cover that a little bit later in the show. We'll answer any questions people might have about there are actually three different levels of membership. We'll talk about that in a few more minutes. Libby Simmons and Randy Humphrey, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, Libby and Randy, with the Tyler Area Builders Association, and specifically the annual Home Products Show coming up February 22nd through 24th. You mentioned professionals representing every aspect of home improvement, showcasing the latest products and offering expert advice. Based on the last 39 years, what kind of feedback have you gotten? Do people come up to you later and say, boy, this really helped me out a lot?
You know, they do. And when you get everything under one roof, it's one-stop shopping. I mean, if you're remodeling and you need to see flooring, and maybe window treatments. I mean, you can do everything under one roof, and they appreciate that, just for convenience. But it's also such a relaxed time, as Randy mentioned, to visit with the professionals. There's no pressure. They're not, they're there for you. So it is. It's a great time for anyone that's getting ready to do things to their home or to build. They can do it all in one place.
Now, there's a grand prize involved in all of this as well. Adults may enter the grand prize drawing, and what are you going to be drawing for this year?
Oh, it's hard to pass this up. A prepaid $1,000 credit card, courtesy of Vera Bank. So everyone that buys an adult ticket will have a chance to register for the drawing. It's on the back of the ticket. They'll register when they leave. So that would help start up anything you're about to do, extra $1,000.
Grand prizes are always a big draw, a grand prize drawing specifically. And if you win the grand prize, so much the better.
That's right.
A little bit of a shout out to the sponsors. Let's just run through those quickly. Couldn't do it without them.
We could not do it without our sponsors. And obviously, Vera Bank, I just mentioned, is our grand prize sponsor of a $1,000 gift card. Welcome home sponsors are Sherwin-Williams Company and Ultra Federal Credit Union. Our ticket sponsor is Southern Hill Home, and our front door sponsor is Insurance One.
And again, for more information, just call 903-561-3964, log on to www.tylerareabuilders.com, or if you like, you can drop by the office, 1504 West Grande Boulevard. What are the office hours? Just pretty much standard issue there?
Standard, 8:30 to 5, and we're there for you. Stop in and see us.
Okay. Now we are letting everyone know the show features the latest in building materials, appliances, home furnishings, accessories, and design. And again, these experts are representing every aspect of the home building industry, and they're there to offer advice, exchange business cards, just chit-chat with anybody who drops on by. Is there anything specific that really stands out this year as far as the kinds of home products that people are looking for, or what's really kind of at the lead as far as anything state-of-the-art?
State-of-the-art is the key word there. And everybody, whether you're building or remodeling, they're wanting the latest, greatest in the electronic technology. And many of Many of our suppliers that will be exhibiting their products will be showing those new products on display.
All right. Well, that doesn't come as any surprise. Information technology, the number of updates I get in within any given five-minute period on my computer or smartphone, that tells you something about that right there. And overall, it doesn't sound like anything's getting left out. If you are interested in building or remodeling your home and you want to know what's out there, sounds like it's going to be at this Home Products Show. This is a great opportunity to gather information, needless to say. And again, that no-pressure setting that Libby mentioned a few minutes ago, important to mention that. You don't have to worry about any hard sell. It's just very much kind of a informal visiting type thing and an opportunity for you to pick up the information you want to pick up. And with that in mind, you had about 3,000 visitors last year. What's the goal for this year? Do you have one, at least in general terms?
Well, at least 3,000, but we're shooting for four.
Shooting for 4,000.
Yes. Come on out this next weekend. We need to get our numbers up there. That'd be great.
Yeah, you need to get your numbers out there, and people need to remodel their homes and build new ones. And something like this, and just the things that you do on a day-in, day-out basis, I think it's important to note, as we pretty much do every year when we visit with you, this improves quality of life for people in your business area, which actually includes Smith and several surrounding counties. And we touched on this earlier. Randy, you talked about how strong the economy is. Things like the Home Products Show and the Tyler Area Builders Association, my understanding has always been that they stimulate the local economy. You're about making the Tyler area more attractive to current residents, to visitors, to new residents, and to new businesses.
That is correct, and I'd like to add to that, if I could. Not only do we reach out to the community and in the construction industry, we also reach out to schools, and we have educational programs that we try to reach out to schools to promote the skills trades. We do that on an individual basis. Martin Marietta does that on a company basis as well. We do career days at elementary schools. Hmm. We do presentations at junior high schools for kids that are going into the ninth grade and getting on that college and career path. So the organization itself is a big promoter of the construction industry in the community.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Libby Simmons and Randy Humphrey with the Tyler Area Builders Association and this year's 39th Annual Home Products Show. And this is the part of the show where we get a little bit more into what the Tyler Area Builders Association is and what it does. Randy, first of all, you told us that you are a salesman, I believe, for Martin Marietta Concrete Supply, and you fall under the auspices of associate membership. Is that correct?
That is correct. We've been an associate member from Martin Marietta is the third owner of the company, but since as far back as I can remember. So, you know, the associate membership, or typically anybody that supplies materials, vendors, you don't even have to be a direct vendor to the builders to have an associate membership. So, but as an associate member, we are very involved with the organization. We actually sponsor have a sponsorship within the organization. I dedicate time to the organization, and I fully believe in doing that, in promoting the industry that provides for my family.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned associate membership. Let's go there right now. There are actually three levels of membership. You have associate membership, and the first one you'll see on the website is the builder-developer type membership. Libby and or Randy, let's talk about those levels of membership and who qualifies and what benefits you can get out of that.
Well, for the builder-developer, it's just how it's described. For there are developers who are members who have developed property and have subdivisions, and you know they're promoting their lots. And then there are builders who actually are the builders. So we have about 147 builder/developer members, and then we have the next category that Randy's been referring to, associate, and that is close to 480 members. So that associate category is much broader, obviously, but the builder and developer is just exactly what it says. We've got our builder members and than any developers who are working on land development.
Mm-hmm. And you also have something known as affiliate membership. How exactly does that work?
That is for a business who has multiple people that want to be involved. They can, if a company is a member, Martin Marietta, for example, if someone else other than Randy wanted to be involved, they could do an affiliate membership under the company. Mm-hmm. So that's great for banks and title companies and companies that have more than, you know, one or two employees that want to be participating.
I see. Starting off with the builder, remodeler, developer members and going into a little bit more detail about that. Of course, builders, the heart and soul of TABA. And they're the ones who are really at the center. They're the ones that the organization was named after, directly involved in building homes. And now, well, I understand, just from even looking at the website, they can include small volume builders, production builders, light commercial builders, remodelers, developers, are companies that develop land for obviously residential building purposes. But under those auspices, builder, remodeler, developer, several categories. And now we kind of, I guess, Libby and Randy, leave it in your able hands, at least for the moment, to kind of make your pitch, the advantages of becoming any kind of a member of the Tyler Area Builders Association.
Well, I do this a lot, so bear with me. But I think, well, the group is important as a whole for mentoring each other and for networking. But the overall advocacy is so big for this industry. Our goal on the local, state, and national level is to keep the home building industry affordable for everyone and to make, you know, legislative decisions that are positive for the consumer as well as the builder and the associate members. So I would say advocacy is number one priority. Obviously, there are so many members who are real active and participate and chair our home product show, and those pieces are crucial to an organization. But if you're defining, and I'm trying to tell a builder what I think would be the most benefit for him, I'm going to say advocacy. It affects his livelihood. So that's a big part of our association.
Mm-hmm. And there are people out there who are in the industry or who are connected to the industry who are not members of TABA. So what you're telling us is come join us, give us a call, check that website, and see for yourself what the benefits are going to be. Now, we talked about the builder, remodeler, developer members. The associate members, Randy, for example, with the concrete supply, you provide products or services to home builders, and it might be concrete. Maybe it's lumber, windows, appliances, et cetera, or you offer services such as, I think you mentioned a few minutes ago, mortgage finance. And it all ties together. All the different pieces have to fit in order for Tyler to have a successful building environment. And, of course, the affiliate members, you open that up to people who are individual members of companies that I guess are already members of the Builders Association.
The company is already a member. Correct.
Yeah. And one of the advantages of membership in the Tyler Area Builders Association, it's actually triple membership. You're not only a member of TABA, you're a member of two other organizations as well.
Right. The State Association, which is the Texas Association of Builders, and the National Association of Home Builders.
Mm-hmm. And three memberships, and I'm going to read right off the website. You can't hit it more directly than that. Mean advocacy and promotion of the home building industry and your business on a local, state, and national level. Talking to Libby Simmons, Executive Vice President of the Tyler Area Builders Association, and Randy Humphrey with Martin Marietta Concrete Supply, this year's chair of the Home Products Show, which is the centerpiece of our show today. Again, coming up February 22nd through 24th at Harvey Convention Center. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. To make contact, it's 903. Let me flip the page over so I have the right information. Oh, never mind. It's right in front of me, 903-561-3964, and the website. Lots of information on there, TylerAreaBuilders.com. One of the things that I find very interesting about the website is that it goes into considerable detail about the reasons for becoming, first of all, an associate member. And we'll take it in the order that I guess it shows up on the website. We talk about advocacy. It's also a great opportunity for networking. Whether you're an associate member, an affiliate member, or a builder, remodeler, developer member, you're having meetings, get-togethers on a regular basis, sharing ideas and sharing concerns.
That is correct. We have, being a nonprofit organization, we have to operate with committees. And so we have committee meetings regularly. We have board meetings regularly. So the networking is kind of built in, and you know, whether you're in the concrete ready mix business or the building material business, maybe you're your builders building in the same same development. We're in a very blessed situation, a very blessed market where we all are talking about advocacy. We are all advocates for each other. And it's like a giant team of individuals that make something happen. And we just have a wonderful membership. We just can't say enough about our members, our builder members, and our associate members, and our affiliate members as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's always going to be competition, but this is where you set that aside and do the collaboration thing, and keep in mind that even though you are competing with each other up to a point, everybody wins when everybody works together.
That's exactly right. Competition goes out the window, and it's all for one at that point. Yes, absolutely.
That's my favorite saying, under the Taba roof, we're all family. Mm-hmm. Because that is true. Every membership has another member that's a competitor, but when we're all together, we're all family, and we work together. And I really enjoy seeing our longer members that have been around longer mentoring newer and the younger groups. That's a great partnership.
Mm-hmm. You also get professional recognition and advertising. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Maybe go into a little bit more detail about what that entails?
Yes, we have different levels of partnerships. I'm assuming you're talking about our marketing advertising.
Yeah.
Yes, we are very blessed as an association. Our members are real supportive financially of Taba, and so we have different levels of membership. I just went over the sponsors that are helping sponsor mm-hmm. the home product show.
Sure.
So they it's kind of like a pie. You pick different pieces and put the pie together, and it advertises their company as well as supports the association.
All right, Randy, you touched on the committees and how the committees work a little while ago. I don't think we need to go back over that, and I think it's also very relevant, and I'll repeat it, that the educational opportunities. Actually, we should probably go into a little bit more about that. You talked about going into the schools, but also we're talking about education for the members of Taba themselves. With a changing industry, you mentioned how information technology is really taking a front seat this year. Things are changing all the time, and you folks really just need to keep up with everything. And through these educational opportunities, it sounds like Taba gives you a great opportunity to do that.
Well, it certainly does, and especially for our builders and the city of Tyler. They have lunch and learns and where they're going over new heating and air regulations, electrical regulations. We have members of our organization that actually serve, on boards for the city of Tyler. One of our members is a councilman for the city of Tyler. We have lots of people in places to keep us fully connected to our community.
Mm-hmm. Libby, you talked very glowingly a few minutes ago about advocacy, and one of the benefits of being a builder, remodeler, developer member is that as I understand it, you get to be directly involved in government affairs.
We do, yes. And we actually have builder members who sit on committees on the state level as far as the regulation changes. We've had a lot of code changes recently in this past year cycle, and input about those changes and some of those requirements. We had hands-on involvement with our builder members to help guide legislatively and local on how those changes occur and how they should affect our community. One product built in East Texas is different than something built on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, there was just a horrific hurricane that came through the coastal area, and so they have some changes going on that are going to affect their building industry, but those don't necessarily relate to what goes on here. So it's nice to have our boots on the ground, if you will, to help when those changes are being discussed.
Mm-hmm. I like that term, boots on the ground. And there's something else here that I wanted to point out, the insurance program. Several cost-effective insurance plans are available for general liability, builder's risk, things of that nature. Big advantage of being involved in Taba.
It is, and it's nice to have those relationships to make those easy transitions. And when we have builders that join for that reason, because we're fortunate to have products that are easily accessible and take care of the builders as well if they're in need.
Okay, and we talked about, again, advocacy. And on the website, there's a very detailed rundown, government relations, advocacy, outreach, and communication. You can register for updates in the tab Grassroots Advocacy and Action Center. And HOMPAC, which is the Texas Association of Builders Political Action Committee.
It is, yes.
I know you have a lot of involvement with that on the local level as well. So basically, if you decide to join the Tyler Area Builders Association as a member, you are opening yourself up to a tremendous number of opportunities to just really be involved and, again, create that better community for everyone. I wanted to go over really the main reason we're here today, and that is the Home Products Show coming up February 22nd through 24th. If you happen to tune in a little bit late, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and we're visiting with Libby Simmons and Randy Humphrey with TABA, Tyler Area Builders Association, talking mainly about the 39th Annual Home Products Show. Probably as good a time as any to just review some of the information that you'll need to know about that. It's February 22nd through 24th at Harvey Convention Center. Times are 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday the 22nd, 10 to 5 Saturday the 23rd, 1 to 5 on Sunday the 24th. Those tickets, you can't get a better deal than that. $5 for adults, and lucky you, if you're a child 12 and under, you get in free. Tickets available at the door during the show hours. Please, no wagons, strollers, or rolling carts allowed. And just a great source of information and ideas for anybody looking to update their home or build a new home. Grand prize drawing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. And for more information, the number to call is 903-561-3964. You can also log on to www.tylerareabuilders.com. But I guess above and beyond everything else, just show up February 22nd through 24th at the Home Products Show. And you're anticipating a big crowd. Had 3,000 last year, hoping for as many as 4,000 this year. Getting down close to the end of the show, and we're going to have Libby and I guess a surprise guest, so probably sometime in late May, to do a little program on In Focus about the Parade of Homes. Let's get a preview of that. What are we looking at seeing on the Parade of Homes this year coming up in early June?
Some very lovely homes will be showcased June 1st. It opens on Saturday, June 1st, this next June. And so we have a lot of entries, so they'll be all over East Texas again. You'll be able to go far and wide to see them.
Okay, I know it's early yet. I know a lot of the details have yet to be hammered out, but in its own way, this really fulfills a function that's very similar to the Home Products Show. It's really a different format for people to get ideas and inspiration, all for the same reasons, to build and remodel homes, stimulate the local economy, make Tyler a more attractive place, and the Tyler area a more attractive place, because you do cover several counties. And Randy, I think that you had something you wanted to throw in.
Oh, I was just going to throw out that the Parade of Homes is also an outreach for some very fine children's organizations. Some of the proceeds from the Parade of Homes is dedicated back to the community. Mm-hmm. And those are yet to be determined, but that is in the process.
All righty. And we mentioned some of the other areas that the Tyler Area Builders Association covers. Anderson, Cherokee, Freestone, Henderson, Navarro, Smith, Wood, and Van Zandt counties. The bulk of the activity is going to be right around Tyler and Smith County, but I know that in the past you've had homes on the Parade of Homes that were in adjoining counties. So it's really basically a Tyler organization, but a regional organization as well. And that just brings the whole collaboration thing back into focus and puts it on a regional basis. As a news person and someone who's been involved in the community over the years, I've heard so much about the need for collaboration, not only on the local, but on the regional level. And again, it's something that I know you continue to promote as a win-win proposition. Well, as is always the case, the show has moved quickly this morning, but I do want to go ahead and review some of this information one more time. Talking to Libby Simmons and Randy Humphrey with the Tyler Area Builders Association, 39th Annual Edition, February 22nd, that is, through the 24th at Harvey Convention Center, 6 to 9 p.m. Friday the 22nd, 10 to 5 on Saturday the 23rd, and then 1 to 5 on Sunday the 24th. Tickets are $5 for adults. Children 12 and under are free. And one more time, if you want to become a member of the Tyler Area Builders Association, you drop by, pick up the phone, or get in touch by email or internet, more than likely Libby's the person you're going to be talking to, and I guess she'll fix you right up.
I'll be happy to take care of you.
Okay. We are out of time for the show today, but best of luck, and I know it'll be a successful one. Tyler Area Builders Association Home Products Show, talking to Libby Simmons and Randy Humphrey. Libby and Randy, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thank you very much. We'll see everybody this weekend.
You bet. Thank you for joining us. I'm John Sims. See you again next week on In Focus.